game is which one of us is more likely to. And I'm going to read different scenarios, and you tell me between the two of us, which one is more likely to do the thing that I say. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it?
Yep.
All right. Which one of us is more likely to lead a secret life?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Why you?
Because you don't leave your house.
Right.
So you actually have to leave your house to lead a secret life.
You have to have one life in order to have two lives.
Right.
And you, I don't even have one life.
Barely have one.
Yeah,
so.
That's a very good point. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, in your head, you live many. But really, on the outside, there's only one.
No, yeah. Again, you're right. You can't have a double life. You got to have a single life first. I don't have that. Good, right. Good point. Good point. Okay, so who among us, between the two of us, is more likely to be kidnapped or come up missing?
You, because you get lost walking down the street.
But if I don't leave the house, how can I get kidnapped or come up missing? Aha.
No, because if you just go to the food shopping place,
right,
you get lost and you need help being found. So I can see that you're not really kidnapped, but you get really lost and you're never seen again. I can see
that. I think the only reason why I'm more likely to be kidnapped is because I weigh less. Like, who's going to pick you up?
Nobody's going to be able to pick me up.
Two and change,
me.
And you can't pick you up.
Plus, you're not going to get jack crap for me.
All right, which one of us will be more likely to injure somebody else with like a fist, an object, a car?
You have a shorter temper.
I do.
But you don't have many things that can hurt people.
I don't.
So I would have to say me because I drive a car.
Right.
But you have the shorter fuse. Your fuse goes about 15, 20 seconds.
If that, yeah. Right. I'm more likely to throw a drink in someone's face. You are more likely to maybe sideswipe somebody.
If you walk off the elevator and somebody looks at you weird, you flip that quick.
Drinking face.
Right. You flip that quick and you want to kill them.
Right. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. That's very true. Okay, so in that case, which one of us is more likely to be murdered?
Oh, definitely you.
Me? How come me? I'm on everyone. No, I don't even know. Why am I asking?
Yeah,
sorry. Dumb question.
I think you're still on the list of like seven people that you used to know.
There's enough people out there that would like to murder me, but they're like, how much is that going to cost? Nah, it's not worth it.
Every time you see a movie and the killer has a list of people they're going to kill, yeah, that's you. You're on many of those lists.
All right. So which one of us is more likely to get trapped?
I'm surprised you don't get trapped in your own bathroom.
I think it's you because we had a car accident. I walked right out of that car accident, just started walking around, even though I had broken ribs and they had to get you out with jaws of life. You couldn't move.
Have you ever been trapped in your apartment?
Trapped in my apartment? No, never.
That you couldn't figure out how to open a door and get out?
No, of course not.
Because the lock was messed up or something.
No, I got one door. It's not that hard to get out of here.
Okay. I would say, I'm still going to say you.
I'm going to say you because you're the kind of person that weird stuff happens to. You know, like, don't you remember? My favorite story about you is that your car was parked in front of our apartment. You were sleeping and some guy hit your car with a bicycle and knocked off your mirror and they came and wanted to sue you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were in your bed sleeping.
Yeah, and I still probably would blame you because you probably told me to park there. So
weird stuff happens to you. So I think you're more likely to get trapped.
I'll take that
I think
one.
You are.
I'll,
yeah, like
I'll take
quicksand.
One.
Quicksand. I feel like you're more likely to like walk into quicksand.
Okay, I don't believe it, but okay, I'll take that one.
All right, which one of us is more likely to find themselves at a sex club?
You.
It's true.
Because you've been at a sex club.
I've been at more than one.
Exactly. I've never been anywhere on the side of the street of a sex club. You've actually been with your boss.
That's my favorite part. So when I was first starting out in radio and I was a wee little kid, my boss, which would, you know, if you think about it, like in terms of like a 2021 lens, this boss would have been fired and never worked again in this industry. But I was like, I don't know, 19. I was working in a radio station and my program director was like, I want to go to a sex club, but the woman I usually go with can't come because she was in, I don't know, Europe or something. Mm-hmm. So I need someone to come with me. You don't have to do anything. I can't go in alone. I need to bring a date. And you're like the coolest person here. I know you won't say anything to anybody. So I was like, sure, well, you know, kiss up to my boss. Like, he was my boss. So yeah, I went with him to the sex club. He paid for me to get in. I sat there all night in a towel because they didn't let you have your clothes on.
They didn't let you have clothes?
No, you have to go in and take off all your clothes.
You had to take your clothes off in front of your boss?
No, no. They sent you into like a locker. You have like your own locker, like a locker room.
Okay.
Okay. So I went to the locker room and you got to pull your stuff in the locker, but everybody else was just walking around naked. Not me. I had that towel wrapped around me so tight that I literally had like rug burns, like towel burns when I finally took it off at the end of the night. So he went into like the sex room and did sex things with all kinds of people. And I went to the bar. And I just sat there at the bar all night. Now, in a sex club, I learned they're not allowed to have alcohol because it's just not allowed. Right. So they had a breakfast bar. So I was sitting next to some guy who was like eating scrambled eggs naked. It was the weirdest thing in the world. He was just sitting there naked eating scrambled eggs. And he was like, can you pass the salt? And I was like, with my towel, I was like, I can't really because my towel will fall.
Did he try to hit on you?
No, me? No, it was... I was giving off the do not talk to me vibe. People there knew. Like, you know, when you're in that community, I've learned over the years, you can tell somebody that was just like a bring along so somebody can get in as opposed to somebody who is truly into it.
Mm.
So, no, it was really obvious that I was, you know, and I was going to get a Diet Coke while I was sitting there, but I was like, I don't even want to drink the Diet Coke. Like, what's... I just didn't want to put my mouth on anything while I was there. And here's the craziest thing. So only because I'm talking about this, I saw that boss again last year. I haven't seen him since then. I saw him again last year. And he was sort of like a little snooty to me at a radio event. And I was like, excuse me, honey, I've seen your dick and I can tell people about when I was a kid what you did. But he acted like he couldn't be bothered with me at all. And I was like, no, you should be kissing my ass if you don't remember.
He probably doesn't remember.
You don't think he remembers that he took me to a sex club?
Nah, I mean, with guys like that, how many people did he bring to a sex club?
Oh, for me, it was a unique experience. For him, right, he went all the time.
For him, it was Thursday.
Right, that's a very
typical
good point.
Thursday.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, so the answer to the question, you.
Yeah, me. Yeah. And that wasn't, and again, that wasn't the first time. Which one of us is more likely to break a bone?
Me. I'll pick me. I mean, I would only say you because you're around snow and ice and there's no snow and ice near me at all.
Right.
But yeah, I'll trip over my own feet.
Okay. Which one of us is more likely to be detained in a foreign country?
Oh, me. Been there, done
definitely
that.
Definitely you.
I've done that.
When were you detained in a foreign country?
I went to Antigua. I got off the plane and I just had camo shorts on and a t-shirt.
Right.
And you can't wear camo in Antigua.
You're kidding. How come?
Only the army is allowed to wear camo. So the minute I got off the plane, they're like, you over here. I'm like, what? And they explained it to me, and I had to wait for my luggage to get off the plane
so I could go
in the bathroom before I got into the country and change my clothes.
You're kidding.
No, they will not let you wear camo.
But they should tell you that ahead of time. Like on the plane, they should be like, okay, we're landing in Antigua in a few minutes. Is anybody wearing camo? If you are, go to the bathroom and change right now. Or tell you ahead of time. Like, before you even get on the plane. Like, why was the first time you heard about that when
exactly.
you landed?
Exactly. It should have been in the handbook. But
right.
But then I look at the stewardess and the pilot and stuff like, watch this.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's entertainment for them.
Right. That's a very good
look
point.
Look at the dumbass wearing the camo. Watch this.
Right.
Only army is allowed. You're going to get shot in this country. So no, that was not good.
Okay. Now watch this one. Which one of us is more likely to start batting for the other team?
You.
You think I'm more likely to turn gay? Put it this way. You go to prison. I go to prison. Which one of us is more likely to have sex with our prison roommate?
You. Because you've said different, like Drew Barrymore, you would switch teams.
Well, Drew Barrymore, look at her. Barrymore. How could you not? Look at her.
You've said it many times by about, and you've never heard me say that.
Well, but only Drew Barrymore. I'm not going to just switch teams for anybody.
Kelly Clarkson.
Look at Kelly Clarkson. She's adorable. Pink. Listen. Pink. I mean, how can you not want to have sex with Pink?
I'm coming down with a whole list and you're agreeing with me. So,
well, that's just three women. It's not like I would just switch. Adele. It has to be for either Adele or Pink or Kelly Clarkson or
I
have a type. You know, it's so weird. I have a type because all these women are pretty much the same type, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all singers. So I just got on the list of singers.
No, more than just singers.
And you've kissed a girl.
Who'd I kiss?
Joan Jett kissed you.
Oh, no. Joan Jett kissed me. I didn't kiss Joan Jett.
I've never kissed a guy.
But I've never.
So.
And Dale Bozzio kissed me also.
Two women.
But again, I didn't kiss them. My lips were assaulted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me, never. You, too. Okay. Next.
Good point. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're right. I guess I'm... more likely to start batting for the other team. Okay. Which one of us is most likely to get COVID this late in the game?
I would say me because I'm the only one that's out, but I've had a shot.
When you get a second one?
In like 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, if you didn't get your shot, I think you're most likely because you hang around with everyone around you. Nobody wears a mask. Whereas here in New York, the new thing is everybody has at least two masks on, and a lot of people have a mask and a face shield. I've never seen anything. Everyone looks like Daft Punk. Everybody is here. There's nobody that doesn't have a mask here in New York.
When I went to Lowe's yesterday, there were more people without masks than had masks. Nobody in the South wears a mask, period. So,
yeah.
And I'm around them all the time. So I would say me if I didn't have a shot. But now that you throw the shot in there, I'm going to say you.
No, definitely not me. No, okay. It's. I think even with a shot, you.
No, even with the two shots.
Even with the two shots, definitely you.
I'll get it on the way to get a shot.
Which one of us is more likely to eat cold deli meat off their own bare stomach in the living room while watching TV?
I've done that today.
Okay. So you.
I mean, you are never without a shirt. And true. You don't eat meat.
My belly's not big enough. Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Right. So that can't be you.
Which one of us is more likely to eat cold deli meat off someone else's bare stomach
Living
room while watching TV?
Again, me, because you don't eat deli meat, and I have no problem with that at all.
That's a good point. Right. Which one of us, I know the answer to this, is likely to get into an argument with their sig other this week?
You. You fought before you went on the air.
Well, it wasn't really a fight.
It was a loud conversation.
Well, listen, I asked specifically, there's a half of the house, you know, he's getting rid of all of his stuff right now. So he's got all these boxes, he's unboxing them and he's selling stuff on eBay and whatever. And the other half of the house, I said, just keep it clean. That's for me. I came out today and there was stuff everywhere on the clean side of the house, too. When I specifically said, just give me like one or two surfaces that I can wake up and look at. And it's not covered in your stuff.
Mm hmm. See,
I'm getting mad all over again.
See?
Okay.
Told you.
It's definitely me. Which one of us is more likely to try the new chicken sandwich at McDonald's? Obviously you.
Me. Yeah. Taco Bell is going to come out with a chicken sandwich, a chicken taco thing.
Yeah.
With like a chicken thing. I'm looking forward to that.
Are you?
Yeah. I want to try it. Okay. I'm up for anything.
Which one of us is more likely to get fired for saying something wrong on air?
I don't know. You said penis on the air and we got yelled at.
You can say penis. No, but you can say penis. No,
but penis coming out of your mouth.
Better than a penis going into my mouth. Yes, I know.
Right. No, because we got yelled at for saying penis one night on the air. This is when we were syndicated. And I remember being in that meeting saying, but she's a doctor and she said penis. No, you can't say penis. Okay.
But see, for you, I think like the wrong word, like a curse word, something is right at the tip of your tongue.
I've hit the button on myself more than once.
Right.
Yeah, I've had to do that.
Yeah, so I'm going to say you. And last but not least, which one of us is more likely to pee their pants?
You, because
I've done it. I've already done it
again today.
No, not today. No, just that one time in front of Demi Lovato. But other than that, I don't normally pee
and
my
that
pants.
One time in fifth grade,
I didn't pee my pants then. Joseph Musk poured juice on the floor. It was orange.